Let's have a chat to Tom Riley, who is the CEO of Thoroughbred Breeders Australia, who were the leading group with this paper and supporter as well. Tom, good morning. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for having me on.
Look, there's a lot of work that's gone into this. For me, while I love the recommendations, I can't help but feel a little bit, not pessimistic, but that it's a tough job to try and get unity of every principal racing authority, every shareholder, to get these recommendations implemented as you have recommended all of the 46 points. Do you see that as a major hurdle, or are you confident that this can be implemented?
Well, Michael, I'm going to take you a step back, if I will. I'm going to take you back to why we did this in the first place. We can all remember that awful footage on the 7:30 and literally, my phone was melting with people in the industry saying, we can't have this again. We can't have another black eye like this. What do we need to do? And our view at the TBA board level was that we really needed to have a proper holistic look at the whole industry to see where the gaps were. Yes, there's great work going on at the state, but this isn't just about the work that's getting done by the industry. It's about also looking beyond that and saying, you know, what's the regulatory framework? What laws are in place to protect horses? So that's why we did it. You know, I just kept having people say to me, you know what, we're sick of standing here saying, oh, that's not the industry we know. We love our horses, because, you know, people are tired of hearing that. The industry actually had to go away and do this proper review. We said to all the racing authorities, TBA is happy to throw money at this. We want to get behind this. This work is really important. It was discussed. It didn't go anywhere. So TBA, along with the Trainers and Jockeys Association, organisations like the VRC, put our money behind it, got four great people, four independent people, and they have delivered, I think, a really excellent report, and I'd encourage everyone to read it. So look, we could have sort of twiddled our thumbs back there and said, oh, we think this should happen. It's disappointing that no one wants to do it, but we didn't. We actually went ahead and did it. We did it because people, as Dennis says, right the way across the country, if you speak to leading trainers, breeders, they all want to see this happen. So yes, the report is done. It's a good report. And now we have another challenge. But, you know,
does it need to be mandated federally by law? Is that the only way that you'll be able to get that done? Because we know Racing Australia doesn't have the authority to enforce anyone to do anything. So while these recommendations, everyone agrees on them,
But Michael, there's different things. There's a lot of different recommendations in the report. So one of the key elements is to have a proper framework of enforceable standards. So that is minimum standards of care for all horses. And right the way from birth until death, and including how they die. So for that, we need government. You know, governments legislate that. So we need not just the federal government, but we need the state and territory government. So, yeah, there's some stuff in there that is government-dependent, but there's a lot in there that, as an industry, we could do too.
I think one of the most salient group of recommendations is about end of life and euthanasia of horses, which is done humanely, because it is not possible to house, rehome all of the thoroughbreds that are produced. And it's a little bit like the other livestock industries as well, which you want to have horses, not just race horses, but all horses having a similar type of, I suppose, legal framework around with how they are treated and supported. Is the racing industry strong enough, big enough, mature enough to tackle that point, do you think?
Well, I think we've got to be, because, you know, it's a fact of life that we're all going to die, and every horse is going to die. And, you know, most animals don't die a natural death. Most animals, you know, get to a point where the quality of life is starting to diminish, and it's the most humane option. So this report makes some clear recommendations there. It supports the idea that it's best that an animal ends its life in a familiar circumstance. So if that's on a farm or a property, that's the ideal place. It also says that at the moment, so we've got a real vacuum in terms of regulations. There are no specific standards for how horses should be killed, either a knackery or an abattoir. So that's, you know, we saw that in the 7:30 report, that you had those horses really badly mistreated. So, you know, the panel spoke to every government across Australia They're not going to stop that. They're not going to stop horses going there, all horses. Not going to do that. So we need to regulate it, and we need to get in and make sure that it's properly regulated, it's enforced, and that horses have a humane end of life wherever that happens.
And Tom, just the final one, the biggest question is, how do we fund it? Already we've got percentage of prize money, a lot of money which is directed into equine welfare from both Racing New South Wales, Racing Victoria and the other principal authorities. And how much do you think it would cost to implement all these recommendations to subsidise what you wish to achieve for these horses, and who pays for it all?
Well, I think the biggest question, sorry, Michael, the biggest question is, can we deliver on this? Mm. I think we have to. I think the racing authorities have to come together. We've done a lot, spoken to all of the PRAs about this. I think that's the biggest challenge we face. I mean, we've got an industry where prize money's gone up 82% in the last 10 years. As Dennis says, every stakeholder group has said, you know what, if we've got the right framework to do this, we'll invest to do this. So I actually don't think the funding is the biggest challenge. I think there's money there, and I think certainly the board at TBA have said, we'll make an investment in there. But the challenge will be and is racing authorities have got to come together and make this happen.
I was going to say, what's the next step? Is that it? You want to get everyone around the table?
Yeah, look, the report's obviously just been released, but, I've had a lot of engagement with PRAs both before and after the release. So we'll be looking to sit down. We've already started those discussions about, what can we do? What's achievable in the very short term, and how we make it work.
Tom, it's a great report. For those who haven't read it, you need to do so. And I don't think there'd be anyone in the industry who disagrees that animal welfare is the most important issue and there needs to be more done. It's just how we get everyone to the table to implement it. And I hope that this does increase the want from all parties to do so. We'll continue to follow this story through, Tom. Anytime you've got any news, let us know. We'll continue to push it.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk.